Blackstone Audio, Inc. presents Voyagers 2, The Alien Within, by Ben Bova. To Ruth and Herbert S. Stoltz. Zeus now addressed the immortals. What a lamentable thing it is that men should blame the gods and regard us as the source of their troubles, when it is their own wickedness that brings them sufferings worse than any which destiny allots them. Hawaii. Death, be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. Chapter 1. Slowly, reluctantly, Keith Stoner awoke. The dream that had been swirling through his mind over and over again wafted away like drifting smoke, evaporated, until the last faint tendrils of it vanished and left him straining to remember. Faintly, faintly, the dream sang to him of another life, another world, of beauty that no human eye could see. But as he reached out with his mind to recapture the joy of it, the dream disappeared forever, leaving only a distant echo and the inward pain of unfulfilled yearning. He opened his eyes. A smooth gray expanse encompassed him. He was lying on his back. He could feel the weight of his body pressing down on a soft, flat surface. Instead of the deathly cold of space, he felt comfortably warm. Instead of the sealed pressure suit and helmet he had worn, he was naked beneath a smooth, clean white sheet. "I'm back on Earth," he realized. "I'm alive again." He reached a hand upward. His outstretched fingertips touched the cool, smooth curve of gray a scant few inches above his face. It felt like plastic, or perhaps highly polished metal. Something went click. He jerked his hand away. A series of high-pitched beeps chattered like a dolphin scolding. The gray eggshell slid away silently. For long moments, Stoner lay unmoving, his eyes focused on the white ceiling overhead. It looked like a normal ceiling of a normal room. It glowed faintly, bathing the room in pale light. Turning his head slightly, he saw that he was not lying on a bed, but on a shelf-like extension built into a massive...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?